bribery. Political pundits on mainstream media use a lot of euphemisms for bribery, but they rarely discuss bribery directly. And when they do, there seems to be an assumption that bribery is rare. It's difficult to get accurate statistics on bribery for obvious reasons, but it is possible to think about what a world where bribery is common would look like in comparison to a world where bribery is rare. If bribery were rare, politicians would make decisions that promoted the welfare of the general population at the expense of special interests. In a world where bribery was common, politicians would make decisions based on which special interests could pay the largest bribe. It does seem possible that we live in a world where bribery is common. If we do live in a world where bribery of government officials is common, how much harm is that causing? Obviously, if a judge accepts a bribe to keep a criminal from being punished for his crimes, that increases the crime rate twice. Accepting a bribe is a crime, and the criminal is free to strike again and has every incentive to do so. If bribery is common in the criminal justice system, then the criminal justice system is directly responsible for increasing the crime rate. Increasing the crime rate is very harmful to the peace and prosperity of a society. If a legislator accepts bribes to make laws that empower certain groups to have a legal advantage over other groups, that is very harmful to the peace and prosperity of the society. It makes the rules of life and commerce unfair. People with an unfair advantage become arrogant, rude, and incompetent. And people disadvantaged by unjust laws become grumpy, apathetic, or inclined to crime because they see crime succeeding for the establishment. And of course, the very existence of judges and legislators implies a system where judges and legislators have a legal advantage over the rest of us. It's hard for me to see how we could have gotten the fiat dollar, income and sales taxes, licenses, drug wars, foreign wars, fines, and endless regulations. It's hard to see how those things could have occurred without bribery playing a major role in the process. Without bribery, how does it make sense for a person or group to spend $1 billion to secure the presidency? The president's legal salary is a tiny fraction of that $1 billion. Because the Congress has seen fit to gift the Federal Reserve with the privilege of monetary tyranny, every word spoken by a Fed chair becomes worth astounding amounts of money. Is it possible that there is a human on the face of the earth that could occupy such a position of power without directing some of that power to illegal or immoral advantage for himself and his friends? Especially if the Fed operates in secrecy, as it does. Could a person get promoted to such a position without a group of highly placed friends who expect a share in the illegal benefits of the office? Could it be that inflation always increases because it is easy for the Fed personnel to control and personally profit from money printing? But it's difficult for the Fed crew to create illegal profits from the short side of that trade. Inflation is very profitable for the Fed and its friends. But deflation means a loss of power for the central bank. When you elect a president, you need to worry a lot about his integrity, because he is selling promises. When you buy a car, you don't worry much about the integrity of the president of the auto company, because you are not buying a promise to provide a car. You are buying a real, physical car that has already been built. You don't need to worry nearly as much about trusting the president of the auto company as you need to worry about trusting the president of the USA. A free market promotes integrity and trust. Coercive government promotes deceit and distrust. We live in a government-controlled, coercive swamp. But we can drain that swamp by giving ourselves the power to just say no. Just say no is both a blueprint for eliminating government and a simple set of rules for organizing a peaceful and prosperous society. We can say no to government, and government will go away. There can be no bribery of government officials if there are no government officials. There have been efforts for hundreds of years to control the size and corruption of governments, and they have nearly all been miserable failures. Fiat government is a Ponzi scheme. It can't be tapered, and it can't be reformed. On the other hand, it might be surprisingly easy to get rid of fiat government altogether. If enough people decide the government needs to go, the government will go. Every time someone speaks out against statism, that is a tiny pinprick in the statist bubble. It lets a tiny amount of evil authoritarian lies out of the statist bubble and leaves more room for the fresh air of truth and freedom to enter the social scene. Millions of people are creating these pinpricks in the statist bubble, even as we speak. And general confidence in the idea of government is shrinking rapidly. It might be easier, a lot easier, to pop the government bubble and eliminate government altogether than it has been to shrink or reform government. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.